for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless this day today, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, in agreement with your word when Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, my God, this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome? When you get to heaven, when we get to heaven, we'll be worshiping God in our own prayer language. I wonder. Wonder how that's going to work. Because every tribe, every nation is going to be there worshiping, praising God in a melody. Wow. Full of every language, every tribe, every nation. Wow. And you know what? You do know what we're going to be celebrating, right? We're going to be celebrating victory. And by then, we will know that it all came in Jesus, by Jesus, through Jesus, of Jesus, and because of Jesus. I'm going to play this song for you just because I like it. But I got something. I want you to get a pencil and a piece of paper. God wants me to remind you of something this morning. Pencil and a piece of paper.
The other day I was thinking to myself, made a list of all my mistakes. Oh, I wish I could have run to you and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wondered to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins but I got knocked down. But I know if you were still around, you would say,
ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again.
Out just the way you dream. You can take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be. And even though in a moment I know everything can change, your perfect plans might fall apart, but the simple truth remains.
Ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again.
Yeah. You know, they try to say that our traditional gospel music is about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I said, if you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this one and say, shine. Oh. Tell him, shine. Oh, me. I'm going to sit down in a minute. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. Help me say, come on.
Oh, yeah.
John chapter 1 verses 9-13. John chapter 1. Some of y'all thought you knew where. Some of y'all need to be a little bit patient. John John chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. You got that piece of paper I asked you to get? We're going to go over John chapter 1, verses 9. Praise God. I want you to, John chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. I want you to write in your Bible this morning. The first thing I want you to write in John chapter 1, verse 9 through 13 is Jesus over the word that. And I want you to write it like I'm about to give it to you. Where it says that, above that, you're going to take that out. Can somebody write it the way I'm giving it also in this here chat room when I finish? So the first word I want you to write, and write it as I'm reading it to you. Jesus, and read it out loud. Jesus was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verse 10, Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by Jesus. And the world knew Jesus not. Jesus came unto his own, and Jesus' own received Jesus not. But as many as received Jesus, to them gave, see where it says he, put that in parentheses and put you. But as many as received Jesus, to them gave you, and then write your name. Your name. Then gave you, Erica, power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on Jesus' name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And then in your margin or somewhere, I want you to write this. I was born of the will of God. I was born of the will of God. I want you to say that. I was born of the will of God. I can't hear you. I was born of the will of God. See, your spirit man just reinforced that. That's a fact. That's a truth. And a fact. You, whoever you are this morning, were born of the will of God. If you were born of the will of God, why would you surrender that to anybody? Whoa! If you were born of the will of God, why would you surrender that to anybody? If you were born of the will of God, why would you surrender that to anybody? If you were born of the will of God, why would you submit what you know to be God's will under the will of man? That's all I want to know. And if you say you were born of the will of God, then you're a liar. If anybody else says you weren't born of the will of God, then they're lying to you. If anybody else says that you weren't born of the will of God, then they're lying to the world and putting a lie out in the atmosphere about you. I bind and rebuke liars this morning. I bind and rebuke the father of lies this morning in the name of Jesus. Why don't you write that again in this chat room? I was born of the will of God. And I bind and rebuke any devil, demon, spirit, living or dead that tries to bring me under subjection to anything other than this truth right here. I was born of the will of God. Put this in the chat room. This is a truth and a fact. It cannot be denied. I will not deny it, and I will not allow anyone to bring me under any oppression, repression, suppression, which will lead me into depression from believing a lie. You were born of the will of God. That's why Jesus said, pray ye after this manner, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because it is a truth and a fact. You were born of the will of God. Everything else is a lie. Now, you're going to have to take this mission and you're going to have to get this in your spirit. And this is what you're going to ask God. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more of you. That my will become your will and your will be done on me.
Open my eyes, oh Lord, help me to keep them towards you. No one but you. Take out the time my way, help me to fill that space with you. Nothing but you, I ask for.
Less of all the rest, I just want more and more of you.
'Cause you are
so much more amazing,
and you get
more and more
amazing, sweeter than the tears.